afternoon, colleagues. Are we here?
Good afternoon, Sheikh Imam. Mari Sukh is here. I'm here.
Oh, how are you, ma'am? How are you doing? Okay.
So,
I was just wondering. I don't hear. Good, great, great, great.
Is our chairperson not here? Our chairperson of the portfolio committee, shall we give him another minute or two?
Yeah, the trains are running late today.
Good afternoon, honorable members. Ma Sengwa.
Good afternoon,
Ma
Sengwa. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good too. Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you very much. I'm not using. Morning, good afternoon. I'm using the phone because of the network.
Oh,
yes.
Can we get our secretary to inform us where our chairperson is, please?
Oh.
Ms. Majalamba?
Good afternoon, and thank you, Dr. Jacobs. I just received a WhatsApp from the chair with the network, so he's requesting that you start the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, very welcome to this meeting and also to any guests we have at our meeting this afternoon. This meeting is specially called to discuss a number of issues today. And we are very thankful for every member who has joined. Can we start by getting our secretary to please flight our agenda 1 and 2 at the same time, inform us which members are present on the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Jacob. Present is Dr. Romo, Ms. Gela, Mr. Carter, Dr. Jacob, Ms. Kwahube, Ms. Ishmael, Ms. Dr. Tembe Kwayo, Ms. Chirwa, Ms. Lengwa, Mr. Van Staden, Ms. Zuckers, and Mr. Imam Sheikh. I've received an apology from Ms. Sege. She will join the meeting later, and Ms. Zuckers would like to leave the meeting earlier because she has another meeting that she has to attend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good day. Please note, Honorable Wilson is in the meeting.
You are noted, Honorable Wilson. Thank you very much. Can we also, you said we don't have any other apologies and that our chairperson would join us a bit later. Can we also from the department side see who we have and hear from you who we have on the platform? Thank you very much. That will be Ms. Majalamba and also Mr. Joe Hutler, who is the PLO minister. Can we get an indication, please? Is the Hutler in the meeting? Mr. Joe
Hutler? Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Jacobs, and good afternoon, honorable members. I am in the meeting, but I joined early, Chair. The minister and the team will join at 5 o'clock instead of the invitation.
I was not aware of that. Thank you very much. And then,
my favorite.
And then secondly, before we continue, I see a hand of Honorable Dr. Susan Temakwayo.
But you're going to have it if you pull me one. So they're going to be more cut.
Chairperson, can you ask somebody to switch to unmute, please?
To mute. Whoever's not muted, please, can you get yourself muted because it's interfering with our work? Thank you very much. Honorable Dr. Susan Temakwayo.
Yes, I just wanted to ask whether it's possible for point number four, because you are already at attendance confirmation of members there, to ask on this agenda, point number four, that is it, we cannot discuss a plan of action to work during constituency periods in front of the invited guest. So I was just thinking, can this point number four be moved to the last section where we approve some minutes or so in the absence of the guests, please?
Honorable, thank you very much. Honorable Van Staden.
Thank you, Chairperson. Now, I support this, that we have this discussion after the meeting was formally closed and the media has left the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. And then followed by Honorable Sheikh Imam.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. My problem is that the department are not even part of the meeting and they only attending the meeting from 5 o'clock. Then I'm not sure if we went about it the right way to have the media and others as part of the meeting.
You are breaking, Honorable Sheikh Imam. I have not heard a single thing you were saying.
I'm sure they're not really interested in the department. Muted. I don't know what's the problem. Okay, we can go ahead. Sorry.
We can hear you now, Honorable. We've lost everything that you said. If you don't mind, please repeat yourself.
Yeah, I think my concern is that the department and things, the guests that we were really expecting are only supposed to come on board at 5 o'clock, and that's why it would have been better to finish off this. But if the media and things are already part of the discussion, then of course then I think we don't have a choice but to wait for it at the later stage. I'm not sure when then, because once the minister starts with his presentation means you're going to have to leave this till the end of the entire program for today. That's after the question sessions and everything, and then have a closed meeting, if that's what you want.
Thank you very much. I see that our chairperson has joined us. His hand is up just before he does. I think I should just give him an idea of what this discussion is all about. There are 3 points. There's a point raised by 3 members of the portfolio committee that we should take point number 4 and have that as a discussion after the presentation from the minister and the department, and that should be a discussion we have on our own and not continue with that discussion at this present moment. I needed to just inform you, and it was Honorable Temakwayo, Honorable Wilson, and Honorable Sheikh Imam. So I see Honorable Dlomo is on the platform. You're very welcome to take your chairpersonship and to continue with what you wanted to say, Honorable Dlomo. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Chairperson. Thanks for being an acting chair while I was struggling to log in. May I please amend 4 and not say a discussion? If there will be a call for a discussion, then members can then rightfully indicate that we do it thereafter. But if maybe they were going to allow me to present what I was going to say on that matter, which may or may not call for discussion, I was going to plead for that I do that. The reason why I requested this 3:30 meeting while the minister is joining us at 5 was just to deal with mainly item 4, which if members allow me, I'll go through it now. I can promise you it may just, if you come to a point where you think It's an in-house discussion that may not need a meeting. I don't think it's a problem with that. You can indicate thereafter, okay? But I wanted to start in this way, that last week we met, and the Honorable Dr. Tembekwai rightfully said this is a constituency week to do work of our political parties. I noted that comment, and he was actually raising that after Honorable Munyai has said there needs to be a consultation on this process. I have had a meeting with Honorable Munyai, who also has indicated that the party that he belongs to is not agreeable to us doing this work during this period. And therefore, this matter was then going to not serve here as a discussion point. However, I was going to say, Honorable Members, this was from my side provoked by a lot of work that needs to be processed on NHI. And therefore, even though I received a permission to that we could conduct work during this period, we will then have to indicate and report that it was not possible to squeeze in that part of work during our constituency work, because majority of the members felt that they have to do their party work, which we agree with. I therefore would want to say, please give me time with the secretary to bring, to call you maybe before we come back to parliament, maybe for a short meeting to indicate to you how then do we deal with this 121 organizations that want to present to us. And number two, agree, Honorable Members, because this was also what I had raised with the House Chair, to say they might agree to that type of work, where if we are pressed with work, they may, while we have a formal sitting, excuse us from other sittings, which may not compromise the House if we have pressures of work. But over and above that, to begin to ask members to prepare themselves that we may have to request you, even when we have formal sittings, to after a particular sitting, even if it finishes at 6, we probably adjourn for an hour and continue our work. Otherwise, we will just not finish the work that is really at our doorstep. So, but please do allow myself and the secretary to tie that up, and maybe before the 4th of May, request to meet as a portfolio committee to present what we would be suggesting, having consulted with the House Chair and they got a permission to deal with those issues in that regard. So that is what I wanted to present to the members here, to say maybe then the members can comment, but we are therefore not pushing the decision, the request which I was making of doing parliamentary work during this break. Okay, I see two hands now. Honorable Omhed, Sheikh, is it the old hand or there's a, let me see.
No, that's an old hand, Chair. Sorry about that. Let me lower it and lower it.
Honorable Dr. Susan, is that a new hand?
But it's from a positive note.
It's a new hand. Let's start in this order. Dr. Tembekwayo, followed by Honorable Anna Kela, followed by Honorable Chirwa, followed by Honorable Munyai Kwakhube and Munyai, in that order. I see the hands that are coming up in that way.
Yes, please, Chair. And Honorable Wilson at the end, please.
That's fine. Thank you.
And Honorable Jacobs, right at the end. Thank you.
Right. Thank you for being an acting chair right at the end.
Thank you, Chairperson. Is it me?
It's Dr. Tembekwayo now, yes.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Dloma. I just wanted you to find out about the retention of the EPMO officials who were involved in when we started the NHI, just to find out whether is it possible for them to be retained as officials that would lead the processing of the NHI public submissions, if it's possible, please. So when you call us for a meeting, just give us an update on this section. Thank you.
Dr. Tembekwayo, what is the full name of EPMO?
The Project Management Unit.
Yes, it's a Project Management Unit, the one that is in Parliament, that works specifically in connection with the NHI public submissions.
Yes, I might come back and report on that. Thank you. Next.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, let me welcome the report and also the decision. And really, we are looking forward to make sure that we start with the process immediately after a constituency period, so that at least we have time to look at the issues and the matters that are being raised on NHI. So I want to second and also support you with the decision that the political party took on behalf of us. Thank you.
I think next is Honorable Chirwa. Yes.
Yes, thank you very much, Chairperson. I just want to raise a concern in relation to the suggestion that we should not do any work during constituency period. I'm of the view that the proposal was already sent or discussed in the chief in the Whippari forum or Chief Whips forum, and there was no concern raised by any party in relation to committee work being done during the constituency period. It's not just the Portfolio Committee of Health that is under pressure to do any work during constituency period. There's other portfolio committees as well, which are continuing with their work. And I'm saying this particularly because in the 80s report that was presented here, it was flagged to us that the portfolio committee should apply itself to doing more oversight, to doing more work, because also it's not just a department that is failing or regressing, but also the Portfolio Committee of Health. And I would like that this direction of this particular conversation to be cognizant of those events, that firstly, the thing of political parties was not raised in the Chief Whip's forum. It was not raised to the speaker, and thus it's a bit disingenuous that it's being raised now during a Portfolio Committee meeting when no whip or no Chief Whip has raised it to the speaker or in the Chief Whip's forum. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Next is Honorable Kwahube. I didn't write it down. Yeah.
It's okay, Chairperson. I only have very little to add. Look, I think, Chair, I mean, I think if we plan our lives properly for the remainder of the year, we are now in April. We will be in May by the time we get back to the swing of things. I think what we need to probably do, Chair, is to look at how we can stack those public hearings accordingly, while also balancing our need to obviously do our constituency work and other responsibilities. Because what we don't want to do is we don't want to end up at the end of the year having, you know, achieved going through these public hearings, but completely neglected our constitutional obligations of being on the ground as well. So I think that if we, you know, I think you and the secretary can go back and perhaps design a program. I don't think that we necessarily need to do them all at those at the same time, but if we could perhaps set even 4, 5, 6 weeks aside where we can slot these public hearings, I think we'll get through them. But we must be very careful because our work is not just limited to the work that gets done in the PC, but in other aspects as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Next. Munyai or Wilson or the remaining now? Take Dr. Jacobs, Munyai, and Wilson. End of the three.
Thank you.
Shake him out, okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sheikh, yes, Sheikh, where you disappeared? Yes, Sheikh Imam.
Chair, it's the Honourable Wilson. I'm not sure what the list is. If I can just come in and I'll be brief. I think, you know, the one thing we must understand is that our portfolio, particularly this time in the situation that South Africa finds itself, has very important work to do. And so, you know, we must ensure that some of the processes continue. I know that we're into a constituency period. Oversight is very difficult at this stage. However, we have asked of regular meetings with SAPRA and of the minister and on regular updates. I think that must indeed happen. And that must continue to happen because, you know,
Honourable Wilson, is it only me who's not hearing her?
I can't hear her.
No, you can't hear her also.
Nothing, Chair, can you hear me?
Now we are better, come through, yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry, Chair. So yes, I think in terms of the meetings that we must have with the Minister and SAPRA, those must continue. With regards to the rest of the hearings, I second what Honourable Khwarube had to say. We need to stagger those. Our responsibility as parliamentarians is not just to the portfolio of health. We have other responsibilities as well. And provided we can get a good balancing act, we can continue in that way. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Munyai.
Honourable Chair, I know that when you raised this issue in the last portfolio committee, Honourable Tembekwai, Dr. Tembekwai, who says, no, look, our program, our constituency period should not be interfered with. But seems there's a change of view from the EFF, which think may require your consideration. We support your suggestion from the onset that you raised this morning, that you think there's a need for focus on the constituency work, so that we should not neglect our constituency office. Constituency period, and to save our people, because sometimes we'll end up being hang up in the office, also engage on the online platform, and neglect the really constituencies. So those are the key issues that I think we need to align with as your proposal. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable Dr. Jacobs.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, it is a bit of a difficult situation now in the sense that I have heard what Honourable has said, and having been cognizant of what Honourable Tembekwai had put forward last week, I think my view is that we need to make a decision here today. I follow what our whip of the ANC had said, and I think maybe this discussion will lead us to either continuing, or it will take us to a point where you were requested to get a program together with the secretary in terms of how we are going to take the processes of the hearings forward. I would tend to want to agree with the latter one, and that we have already made a decision that we will then do so when we return to Parliament. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I might have to actually respond to some of the issues raised. Dr. Tembekwai, when I had a meeting with the speaker, and
sorry, Chair, give me a chance after, or you want me to come in first?
Yeah, you know, usually smaller parties speak first, and now I forgot.
Okay.
You. I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you
very much. Let me first of all clarify a point in the Chief Folks Forum. There was, in terms of the report that we had, certain matters were, or certain committees only had requested to want to sit during the constituency period. And based on that, the Chief Works Forum had agreed that certain committees would sit. And one of them was the Section 25 on the land issue and things like that. So it wasn't a thing of that all committees are going to sit there, because that was clearly not the indication. That's the first thing. And that's why members from different political parties, chief whips, would not have addressed this, because there was no request from other committees to want to sit during that period. That's the first thing. The second thing is, yes, I must agree, we cannot forget about our constitutional obligation. But however, while this matter is of great importance as well, and yes, I think some of the Auditor General, like Honorable Chirwa says, alluded to the fact that we should conduct more oversight, then I think it's a matter that we need to deal with in terms of our program, our quarterly program or our annual program, as to how we increase the number of oversight visits or oversight meetings, if we're going to need to have to be able to conduct more oversight, or based on what it appears to all different departments. So I think that's a matter that we're going to need to address, that if the current oversight mechanisms are not good enough, then we need to strengthen it. And by strengthening it means we need to then look at, from a program point of view, whether we're going to shorten constituency periods or whatever thing. But I think we, you know, it's something that we're going to need to discuss extensively and agree on that. But I think right now I would agree that we need to concentrate also on constituency work. There's also an election that is also looming, and which needs a lot of effort from different members from political parties. We need to be mindful of that as well. So I would rather suggest that, you know, what we do is try to gather a balance, so some level of compromise, maybe once in 2 weeks, if we can at least meet over this constituency period, rather than completely ruling it out and leaving it for when we get back, because you're going to have a lot of debates and things like that, and a lot of committees are going to be sitting. There's going to be a full program in Parliament as well. It's not going to be easy to get members to just come out of those things to be able to also do. So I think there needs to be a compromise somewhere, or some level of balance in terms of that, so that we can do justice to both. I'll stop there. Thank you very much.
Chairman?
No, the list has been completed now. Who was the last one? Who's that one?
And myself, Chairperson, just to
Chair, Honorable,
just to clarify something.
Honorable Ismail, you did not raise your hand at the right time. Now I'm seeing you.
I had a follow on my network.
Yeah, you're the one to come through, and then Dr. Tembewai wants to add another point.
Just to
let's get Dr. Ismail, Honorable Ismail first. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. Chair, I tend to agree to say that yes, we will not be having, I don't think we should be having any oversight visits. But I think the importance of having our, you know, bi-weekly or every fortnightly meetings with the minister is essential, and with SEPRA, considering the COVID and where we are right now in the country. So I think, yes, we should be continuing with those, you know, portfolio committee meetings. But as stated previously by both of previous colleagues, stating that when it comes to the NHI, I think we need to work on a constructive program going forward, so that once we come back from our constituency, you know, break or session, we can then go full swing into what is necessary. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Dr. Tembeguayo.
Chairperson, I just wanted to put something straight to the committee to say, when I said what I said before, it was before the WIPARI had sat and consulted on this possibility of having some work done during the constituency period. But immediately after, there was a meeting with the various WIPARIs. I was informed that there was a sort of an agreement that was done there. So I said something at first that created this discussion, but now the scenario has changed because of the agreement that was reached with the WIPARI. I needed to say that to the committee. Thank you.
No, thanks, Mem. Chandigwai, for that clarity. Let me start and respond and maybe add on to what you have said, Honorable Members. There's a group of chairpersons of committees where we chat and meet and actually plan and lament about processes that we are handling. So it came up in that meeting to say, look, committees that have got challenges in processing some of their work can make a request through the House Chair so that they could then get some time off from their constituency work and do continued parliamentary work if because they envisage that there's going to be too much work. It was on the basis of that that I just even made that statement in this meeting, even before I consulted with my party and with my whip. So I just raised it. That is why it came in the way it did come. I subsequently wrote a letter to the House Chair requesting, and the permission was granted. However, we are saying here, we are not, even though we may not do what was in my mind as processing the NHI work, I might have to report something about it now here. We may then have to continue maybe fortnightly with the briefings from the minister. So if it is fortnightly with the minister, then and probably fortnightly with SAPRA, we might have to then agree on a weekly one because we can't have them both in the same day. It becomes too long. So it means we are therefore agreeing that we may have to park NHI processing, but we would still have to, as this portfolio committee, open up a space for the minister briefing us this afternoon. He may then have to come in another 2 weeks' time. Then we may consider whether it is too early to get SAPRA next week. But all I'm saying, we just can't have them both in one day. We might have to have them two meetings then in 1 week going forward. So that is one part that members are raising now, which then we are going to take home with. I might as well say, honorable members, there are portfolio committees that are continuing with the work, yes. And there are committees, even during our parliamentary sittings, that have two meetings a week because of the pressure of the work that we do. All I'm requesting to you, honorable members, is when we reconvene, we will probably request the very same sacrifice that you provided during the public hearings, where really we can never stop thanking you using weekends and using Sundays, Saturdays and Mondays, then drive back to Cape Town. It was really quite a lot of work. I hear Honorable Kwakhube saying we can go into a very work mode of 5 to 6 weeks and get done, possibly yes, and push ourselves. But I am saying to you, give us space with the secretary. We might have to plot and say, here, we want the members to finish the sitting and come back to continue listening to two or three or one political organizations that are preparing to us. Honorable Dr. Susan Tembekwayo, the speaker and Mr. Kaso said, it would be expected that project management unit will be very much tied up with the NHI process because they've shown some experience, they've provided leadership and support on other matters in parliament. So if we get beefed up, they would have to remain as a component. So, but they're saying, Chair, don't bring and say you request so and so to do your NHI work, because it might as well look better. It won't look good. Just leave it to us. We are very much aware of the efficiency and the competency that has been provided by the parliamentary, whatever, project management unit. Most likely that is the unit that will lead or play a critical role in putting together analysis, write up and all that and all that. So I am surprised that Honorable, let me just check if he's logged in. I am surprised that who's this gentleman, the leadership, Van Staden did not speak. I'm surprised he did not speak.
I did raise my hand, Chair, but you didn't see me. But I said I agree with your opinion. Yeah. I've just said it in the chat, so thank you.
Yeah, because honorable members, I have raised, Honorable Van Staden has come to me making a suggestion that we do our oversight in provinces now. And that one also is in the back banner there. When do we go to Northern Cape, besides going there during the NHI, when do we go to Northern Cape, visit that clinic, that hospital, meet and get to hear? When do we go to Northwest, visit that clinic, that hospital? That work seems like it's also shaped in the back banner. And I am aware, honorable members, of some of the members who are really making sacrifices in other portfolio committees, take time to go into the... I can go on and on. There are areas I am very interested in to see us doing joint meetings with the portfolio committee of police, visiting that police station and visiting that area to make sure we can go there and point out if there are or there are no sexual abuse test kits. I mean, those that you give to rape victims. All police stations must have it. The portfolio of police can go alone. We can also go in our own interest to make sure we saw it is there or it is not there and make a noise if it is not there. So there is still quite a lot of work that is expected. So pushing this NHI desk work is not the only work that we need to do. We might have to write to you and consider that maybe once a month, there probably could be a Friday, Saturday. I don't know. We can debate that. When do we go and visit that province and do whatever? And then we leave it at that. And the other province, we do it the other month. So that I'm not having details there, but I'm just throwing that to all of us to say that oversight work, again, honorable members, is not there, has not been done, especially because there are provinces, I'm aware, that have not done well, according to the AG recently. And we need to also go and check what happened there. It's not just the minister briefing us about that. It's us getting those provinces to indicate and tell us what happened. Why are they doing what AG did not? So let me then close, honorable members, by this. We started very well with the process of NHI. You worked so hard visiting the provinces. That report is to be polished. And that report is there. We saw it briefly as a draft. It will be sorted out. Number two, there are 32,000 hand-delivered documents and another 32 electronically. We have now got information from the speaker and Mr. Tasso that all processes, editing, putting everything together will be done in-house, coming to us to report the progress. The third component is to listen to these 121 organizations. That one we can't outsource. It is us that must make time. And these three components then will coalesce into one big story that must still be finalized by us. Listening to the 121 organizations, putting together that report, which is almost done, getting to analyze these 64,000 hand-delivered and electronically delivered documents. That work will be handled by, among other people, the project management unit reporting to us continuously. So that I got from the management unit, that work in progress is going well. If Ms. Berg was here, I don't know whether she's joined. She was going to report on the further meeting that she has had with Mr. Castle this morning regarding the progress, which I said, look, if that meeting finishes early, please join. Oh, there she has joined. Please join us and indicate the progress. Maybe let's pause, honorable members, now and get Ms. Beck to just indicate the progress on this middle component. The first component, we went to provinces. The third component, us to listen to 121 organizations. The middle component is the one that Ms. Beck and her team must work hard to really finalize. We have agreed as a management committee that we have to meet weekly to process that work, to make sure we get reports to them. How is the ICT going? How is the HR going? And we may not necessarily have to bring those reports to the committee weekly, but if it means we do so, we shall do so. But we will be having weekly meetings with the Ms. Beck and Mr. Bandy and their team. Mr. Bandy or Ms. Beck, any one of you to start reporting what you could update us about?
Thank you, Chairperson, and good afternoon, honorable members and colleagues. Thank you for the opportunity to provide an update on Chairperson, I seem to have been, I'm not sure if you can hear me. I see that I've been muted.
We heard you a bit and then you came off and then you are back now.
No, thank you. I think I'm being muted by the think I've been muted again.
Miss Beck, we can hear you. Continue as if you are not muted.
Okay, thank you very much. If I can get into the progress report, as you've correctly indicated, we have received instructions to do all the processing of the NHI submissions on this particular bill internally, and just to provide a progress report on where we are currently. As you have correctly indicated, the report on the public hearings has been finalized. There's some minor edits that needs to be concluded. And then we have dealt with the allocation of the 200 of what we call substantive submissions. These are very detailed submissions that we receive from civil society organizations as well as political parties. That has been allocated to the content and research team. They have concluded about 130 of those submissions analysis, and they are due to complete the balance of 70. What we have looked at is possibly boosting the support to that particular team with resources from other areas in the institution. We also have a team that's currently busy with capturing the email submissions and to index those in a format that we can place it within a repository, and then those will also then be allocated to a team for analysis. We are also looking at increasing the team that will provide that support. I've engaged with a number of the division managers, particularly during this extended constituency period, to make more staff available to assist us so that we can meet the deadline for the committee. We have, as I've indicated in a previous meeting, we've got five teams that are working on this particular project. The first team that had to deal with the basic data capturing. Members will recall in a previous discussion we were talking about possibly outsourcing the scanning of the hand-delivered submissions. There are more than 50,000 of those. Of that, 7,000 has already been scanned. In view of the decision to insource everything, we are now looking at a team together with our colleagues in the documentation unit to assist us with that scanning and to extend that team with the support of the graduate placement college that Parliament has recently appointed. The capturing team deals with the naming of the individual submissions, the indexing and categorizing thereof, and then to record that into the repository to make sure that we are able to track each individual submission that's been received. Then we have a team that's dealing with what we call with non-substantive analysis. What we mean by that is if it's a one-pager submission that reflects that an individual perhaps supports NHI or does not support it, that is what we regard as non-substantive. I've already reflected on the full team that deals with the substantive analysis. And then we have a technical team that supports us in the form of ICT. The CIO, Ms. Barton, has allocated a dedicated resource to assist with technical issues that we've picked up. And then also our colleagues in the documentation unit. Now, we've had a meeting with the Acting Secretary to Parliament, with the HR Executive and the Acting Deputy Secretary for Business to look at where we can identify more resources in the institution so that we can bolster the support to the different teams. And we have identified 10 more resources. I have engaged with those division managers, and we're just working out a program where these colleagues can be allocated to assist with the different streams in that. We have had a handover with the EPMO team, and we are looking at internal managers to manage the different streams that I have identified. Obviously, I think what is important for us now is the scanning of the hand-delivered copies, and as I've indicated, we're engaging with our colleagues in documentation and ICT to look at the solution, but also to look at more staff within committees. We're looking at the committee assistants, executive secretaries to assist with that process. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honourable members, before you can criticise us, criticise Ms. Beck, we had a meeting this morning. And then immediately thereafter, she had to go to another meeting with Mr. Tlhaso. So we were not able to have what she had given to you written down, but it will follow. Next time we report, we will not have a meeting of the portfolio committee back to back. It's just that we had anticipated our meeting might be tomorrow, but it's today. So let me apologize up front for not having anything written down on the report that she's tabling. We might have to follow and send that. And therefore, if it is difficult for members to engage with the report, I will understand. But all in all, it's work in progress. Since there's been a decision taken that all process will be done internally, processing the work that will have to serve to you some other day in the near future, once they are putting things together, they will be coming into. They are still now putting teams together to start focusing on these specific areas. Once work has been done to a level that is worth reporting to you on a continuous basis, that will happen. Let me recognize the hand of Honorable Van Staden, and then if there are members who want to also engage with the report, though I must apologize, not written down, I will do so. Honorable Van Staden.
Chairperson, I thank you. It's just a suggestion from my side. It's not a set on this report which was given to us now. Just a suggestion from my side, if you will allow me. Can I ask that if it's possible that Ms. Vuyo draw up for us a program schedule for everything we still need to be done, and when it comes to that committee and we deliberate on it to take the matters further, if we can do that, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we'll do. There are hands that are coming. I recognize Honorable Munyai. Let me just check before I call him to speak. If there's any other person who would like to speak again, of course, in a different, now that Ms. Beck has spoken. Anyone?
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I think support the views of Mr. Van Staden that the program of action is desirable. That will give an indication and planning on the side of the members of the portfolio committee. And I think let's welcome the efforts of the administration to come and report. And this regular reporting, it will give us some sense of confidence on the work that's happening within the administration to support the NHI efforts. In this regard, Honorable Chen, I think it's important to thank you for the leadership that you have provided in this regard. And the leadership and efforts of the leadership. Sometimes we're too hard on them. It's time now we must also appreciate the efforts of administration rather than be all the time we have become in the program of critics rather than proposing a solution to encourage them to do work. Because if where there's a progress that they're trying to put forward, it's very much important. In addition, I think our support the efforts put by Dr. Tembekwayo, that consideration need to be made to consider, and understood your summary, Honorable Chair, that the capacity is very important, and the administration are also considering the EPMO, which is the Project Management Unit, to strengthen that task. ICT, I think everything has been reported by Ms. Beck, and I think this report is encouraging on our part. Thank you, sir.
No, your comments are appreciated, Honorable Munyai. If there are no other comments, I hear Honorable Van Staden was very big diplomatic. Of course, Ms. Machalamba will have to also whip me to work and agree that this is what she's producing. Do I look at it and then bring it to yourself? We will have to do that. Really, we must apologize. Yes. We also, as we're sitting with her, we also think we are working in darkness. There's so much to do. But honorable members, you must know what type of a committee you are. There may as well be certain emergencies where you may just have to be called in to say, well, how do you deal with this matter? And therefore, those are slotted in. But at least you are right. Can we have a program of action which we can work with? Maybe then it will deviate, raised by an emergency, which you can always accommodate. But for now, if one were to go on summary, is to say it doesn't look like even on the constituency week, we are not going to be meeting. we may be meeting, we may not be starting our sort of NHI process work. We might come close to getting back to Parliament, propose to you to say, this is what we would like to suggest to you, you take forward. But it does look like if you don't have SAPRA next week, then that's fine. You might have to have in a fortnight's time both the minister and SAPRA. So that part is being taken care of. They say we will still be meeting to deal with those other issues. But if there's any other matter, the chair feels it is critically important that we need to come in and deliberate on as these honorable members, please do allow us that space despite our heavy schedule of parliamentary conscience work. But we'll be mindful, honorable members, we'll not pull you in the middle of the day, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock. We'll have to agree that if there are such emergencies, and maybe if the minister also is doing that, he's doing today, do the afternoon ones, then you can go and do some party work during the day, round up wherever you are to make sure that around 3-4, you then are ready to log in at 5 o'clock or that time, so that work must still continue. And I'm also interested, honorable members, our visibility to provinces, it's something that we must think about it now, because we will slot it into the program. Honorable members, I don't know if there is a fear of COVID. There are some of our people who go to COVID wards every day, but they still go to families in the afternoon. We should also be thinking about that we can't abdicate our responsibility and not be there forever. But we'll be acting very responsibly. We will not take you into COVID wards. Even if you visit that hospital, we will be mindful. We'll go to a particular ward and visit and come out and discuss with that management. So please consider that, honorable members, also in our deliberations. If there is no other honorable member to speak, we will then take a half an hour break, waiting for the minister to come in. You can start sending your requests, who want to speak on when, because you already have seen the report. But for now, if there's no other, Ms. Beck, thank you very much. We will not need you in the next meeting. Let's start at 5. We have agreed with you. We are meeting every Tuesday at 9 o'clock. So our meeting stands for that. Thanks, Mr. Pandey. Mr. Pandey, do you have anything to say? Mr. Pandey has disappeared.
Oh, thank you, Chairperson. I'm well covered. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you very much. Honorable members, if then there is no other member who would like to speak, we just want to take a break now. Don't be influenced by the type of things that Honorable Van Staden is going to do after the break. Please, we just take a break, coffee break. They've called it a coffee break. And please go and drink a bit of coffee, Honorable Van Staden. Nothing else.
I take notice, Chair. I've got my coffee already.
Okay, members, let's reconvene around 5 to 5. Thank you very much. So.